Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, the Bert Show.
It is the New Year's resolution that Mo didn't ask for, but here he is.
So I typically don't do New Year's resolutions. It's not really my thing. For one, I don't like to feel like I quit at something. So if you don't start it, you can't quit at it. And I also believe in what Bert said the other day about, like, if you're going to start something or if you're going to change your life, you don't have to wait until the new year. Like, you can literally do it on any day. And it should feel as genuine to you. So this New Year's, I was thinking about it as I was in Thailand. Like, should I come up with a resolution? Should I not? And then I was just like, I'm just going to kind of let life play out. If something comes up to where I feel like that could be life changing, then I'm going to run with it. And if it doesn't, then I'm just going to get better one day at a time like I've been doing. And it was ironic how it seems like right after I got that thought, I had this conversation with my lady and she said something to me that in the moment, I immediately knew, like, wow, that's going to make me reevaluate my entire life and how I've approached life my entire life just from what she said. And I never thought about this. I never saw myself as a procrastinator, I guess, because typically when I start something, whatever it is, whether it's a project or anything, I obsess over it. Like, until it's done, I'm on it, on it, on it, on it.
You are really good at idea, execution, finish. Mm-hmm. Like, you get S done.
I do. And I guess because of that, I never looked at myself as someone who may put something off per se, but I do. And I never realized it until she mentioned it. And I was like, I think more people maybe should hear this, because I was telling her something about saving something for a specific time. I don't remember exactly what it was, but something came up and she's really good at reminding me. It's ironic because we were talking earlier about are men lazy or are women nags. But a lot of times the stuff that she's on me about are things that are for me, not really for her. Whereas she'll realize, like, OK, I know you got a lot on your plate. And I heard somebody say one day, sometime multitasking is overrated because it becomes multi-failing. And you're only really getting one thing done when you think you're getting three or four.
I have heard it said that there is no such thing as multitasking. Mm-hmm. It's literally impossible to do two, three things at the same time.
You're just failing at multiple things. And I think because of that, it's somewhat a good thing that I will focus on one thing until it's done before I go to the next. But other times, I will forget a lot of things, and she's always on me about it. And I had said something to her, and I remember now. It was light. It was like a jacket that I wanted to wear that I bought. And I have a tendency to just save things all the time. I'll wear it for a special occasion, or I'll get to that project when I have more time, or I'll get to this whenever is this. And she just looked at me, and she was like, you know, for this year, I kind of want you to focus on not doing that anymore. And I was like, doing what? And she was like, you do that a lot. You'll always say, you know, next year or when this frees up, I'll get to that. And she was like, I don't want to get dark, but it really reminds me of my dad because her dad passed away. And she said, it changed my life when I realized that my dad used to always say these things. I'll get to that table that I want to build for myself later. I'll wear that jacket I want to wear later. I'll wear those special shoes for a special occasion. And she's like, I really am a firm believer that every day is a special occasion. Mm-hmm. Every single day that you're above ground is a special occasion.
I don't know why you fell in love with this woman, man.
It was eye-opening. And she's like, you know, when my dad passed, he had so many clothes and shoes and things that I had to give to my aunts and my uncles and my cousins or whomever because he never got around to wearing them. And it was always, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait. And she's like, don't do that anymore. It is a special occasion. We going out to dinner. That's a special occasion. Mm-hmm. Put that jacket on. That project that you said last year you were going to get to this year, and now you're saying you're going to get to it next year, and then you look up and all of the years are gone, and you never got to it. And when she said it, I was like, she's right. I have always done that. I've always said I'll get to it later. And then she sent me this article, which I think it was just her way of sending it to show me that she was right, but...
Or just further motivation.
Absolutely. I think that's truly what it was. But it touched me, and I it's a little lengthy, not really, but I feel like it's worth it, and maybe it'll help someone else. But it's called Later, The Coffee Gets Cold. And the passage is by Renuka Garvrani. I hope I said that right. And it says, don't wait for later. Don't say I will do it tomorrow. Don't put your dream project on hold saying I will search about it more later. Or I will give it a try maybe a few weeks later. Because later things change. You no longer feel the same excitement. Later, the inspiration evaporates into thin air and you end up with the pain of sabotaging your own dreams. Later, you no longer feel moved by the same ideas you did the first time it entered your mind. Later, the coffee gets cold and the people leave because they don't feel seen or loved by you. No one, nothing at all, waits for later. People move away. The ideas die a slow death. Later becomes a graveyard of everything you once loved, but you weren't ready to give a shot. Choose now. Choose it to do it today. What if you don't know where to start or how to do it? You can, and you will learn everything as you try. Fail, mess up, but you'll get experience and love everything that matters to you in that moment. Give it all your heart, whether it's people or that dream. Don't let it wait. Don't keep people on hold. Don't put your dreams on a pedestal of should I or should I not do it. It's yours if you choose it. It will never be yours if you wait for later, because later, everything turns into a graveyard of regrets. Do it now.
Wow. That's powerful, man. The truth is there is no tomorrow, man. There is no tomorrow. We don't know. We really have no idea at all. And not to get too heavy or anything, but I think I'm going to get too heavy. I am in this cycle of life right now where I am witnessing a lot of people around me living with a lot of regret. And to me, I had this example that could have happened to me on Saturday, which I'll get into a little bit later. But I have been using the possibility of regret as a litmus test for me lately on making decisions. Like, is this important enough that if I act this way, when I look back at it, am I going to look back at it with any regret at all? And I've told you guys the shining example in my life has been my dad, who he and I had a terrible relationship. And I decided I'm going to make it right for the last 6 months of his life, and did. Not because I wanted to, and not honestly because he deserved it, because he was awful. But the regret I looked at saying, hey, if I wouldn't have tried anything when he passed, could I live with that regret? And I've been doing this quite a bit. And something happened on Saturday where I made the right decision, where I looked at going somewhere that I probably could have gone on Sunday, but decided to go on Saturday. And it turned out to be the right decision. And had I not gone, I would have lived with that regret for the rest of my life. Mm. There is no tomorrow, man.
And that's really how you got to live.
So we look at these things, right? And we think so with such short vision. But living with regret is the worst possible scenario to me. I'm watching friends now that had relationships or didn't have relationships with their parents and didn't have that closure before a parent passed away. More than one person in my life. And it just feels like that's the overarching lesson, is that once it's gone, the opportunity is over, man. You put it off, that window will close.
I completely agree. And I've learned that in my later years as well. Like, I don't want to live with regret. That's the last thing I want to live with. And everyone always says, live as if today is your last, but not everybody actually lives that way. And I think once you start, you'll appreciate life a lot more.
I think a lot of people put off making that decision because they're trying to avoid the temporary pain. But going through it and still getting burned is way better than living with permanent regret.
1,000%.
It's The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I believe it was yesterday that we played a video of a woman saying that, look, if you live inside the perimeter in one of these particular Atlanta neighborhoods, this is the personality that goes along with these neighborhoods. Well, there is a new version of it also for outside the perimeter.
Yep, we covered ITP yesterday. I was personally attacked for living in Buckhead, but that's neither here nor there. And so now at Atiana Dura on Instagram has done a part two, and this is her take on who you are based on where you live, OTP.
Okay, so this is who you are based on where you be in Metro Atlanta. If you be in Alpharetta, you are most likely to tell an out-of-towner that you're from Atlanta, and it pisses us Atlanta natives off. Stop doing that. You're from Alpharetta. If you be in Sandy Springs, you most likely aspire to have North Druid Hills money someday, and you also make it abundantly clear that you are not a part of Marietta. If you be in Smyrna, it's likely because you wanted to feel like you were in a city without having to deal with the city prices, and also you can just pop to Atlanta when you want to, but everything that you need is technically in Smyrna. If you be in Marietta or Cobb County in general, you are likely somewhere driving the speed limit with your eyes on the road, hands 10 and 2 with your insurance good because them boys do not play. If you be in Conyers, you're most likely to treat Atlanta like it's down the street and drive there to do your daily tasks even though y'all are like an hour away. If you be in Gwinnett, you have somehow found the balance to be gangster's paradise in the day in a sundown town at night. I don't know how y'all do that, but the energy's weird there. If you be in McDonough, you be at home. You like it there. You don't want to come to the city unless it's absolutely necessary. If somebody asks you to come to the city, you get upset. If you be in Stone Mountain, you are most likely to try to convince your friends that it's not a far-ass drive, and we're here to tell you that it is. If you be in Douglasville, you're about as far west as you can get from Atlanta before it start getting real Confederate.
That is solid. That is pretty solid.
Well done. That was good.
All right, so a video like that might be lost on our co-host Mo here. We have joked that he's been in Atlanta for 7 years, mm-hmm. and he has left Sandy Springs a handful of times in 7 years. So you don't know any of those cities that she was just rattling off. You don't really know where they are.
No, I know them by name, but I don't know the location, though.
All right, so here is a little game I would like to play with you. We would like to play with you this morning. And I would also like to see how Abby does on it as well.
I might do slightly better, but there are definitely some places, like when I was talking about Katie, where she lives, and she was telling me when I was looking it up on the map, I was like, it's east? I totally thought it was north, so I might fail this as well.
Okay, so I have put together a game for you guys, all right? All you got to do is tell me what part of the city outside of downtown Atlanta. Okay, because Atlanta itself is really large.
So we're taking downtown, the center of Atlanta.
Yes.
Whatever city you give them, they're either going to have to go north, south, east, west.
There's a little wiggle room on some of them, but downtown is going to be our epicenter, okay?
Okay.
You guys got this?
Are you expecting some northwest and some northeast?
Yeah, but there's some wiggle room. If you even get one of the two of those, I will be impressed, okay? So let's put Abby and Mo through the same test. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. We'll start off pretty easy. Peachtree City is where compared to downtown Atlanta?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
North.
Northeast.
No, it's south.
We were so confident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the one I thought I had.
You guys actually started making me think I was wrong. I was looking at the map.
Is Peachtree Corners the one that's northeast?
Peachtree Corners could be, yes.
Okay.
All right. All right. Something with a peach was north.
The whole state is peach, man. All right, Buford. Where would you find Buford compared to the city of Atlanta?
Buford feels north.
That one, I think, is northeast.
Northeast. Okay. Probably the most accurate. Okay. Yes. Okay. You got north. We'll give you that.
Thank you.
All right. Lithonia.
It's given south.
It's given south.
It sounds like a faraway country in a Pixar movie.
That's all right.
I'm going to go southwest.
Southwest. Both wrong. That is east.
Okay.
True. Okay.
Close.
No, we were not. We were literally the opposite.
It's all in Atlanta.
And again, Mo, you've been in town how long?
7 years.
And Abby?
Almost 2 years.
2 years. Have you guys ever been to any one of those cities that I just mentioned?
Nope.
I've been to them.
You have?
Yep. Okay. I'm just never driving. I don't know which direction I'm going in.
All right, Kennesaw. Kennesaw compared to downtown Atlanta. Where is Kennesaw?
That's north.
North,
for sure.
You say northwest.
Northwest.
Northwest is correct. All right, we'll give you credit for north.
Thank you.
McDonough. You just heard her talking about McDonough.
That's southeast.
McDonough is, I'm going with Abby, southeast.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
Very you're welcome for that one.
Thank you.
The next one, Mo has to answer first.
Okay. Mo, where is Buford?
Did Buford.
Did I do Buford
yes,
already?
Yes, sir.
And I would have got it wrong second time.
Well, wait, hold on a second.
I don't remember.
Okay, hold on a second. Where is Buford?
South. Northeast.
I have not done Douglasville yet. Douglasville.
Douglasville is definitely southwest.
Southwest, okay?
West.
West is right, because she just said it in the video.
Oh.
She's like, that's almost Confederate.
Got it. Okay.
Mo, where would you drive or ask your Uber driver to go if you were heading to Woodstock?
Woodstock. Man, you gotta go up north. Gotta go north to Woodstock.
North to Woodstock.
Yeah.
North and a little bit west.
Yes, that is right. Yeah. Abby. Yes, and Mo, you got north right. All right, Jonesboro, Mo, where would you go? Jonesboro
is east.
I'll go east.
South.
Damn.
South of the city.
Okay.
All right, Mo.
Yep.
You're heading on out to Powder Springs.
Yeah,
we're
going
to go shake hands with the good people in Powder Springs.
Powder Springs.
Which way are you heading?
And you've been to Powder Springs.
Right.
You know somebody who lives in Powder Springs. You've been to that person's house several times.
I feel like when we were going to Tommy's house,
you feel like
we were going north.
North, okay.
We're going northwest-ish.
Mm-hmm. West with a little north
in there.
So
it'd be north.
But west.
Okay.
Okay. You wouldn't know that because you had your head buried in the phone while you were on Uber.
That's fair.
Okay. How is it possible you have been here this long and don't know this?
Just don't have a car, man. That's all you got to do.
Did I say Duluth yet?
No, you have not.
Duluth. Mo, where are you heading when you're going to Duluth from downtown Atlanta?
As I try to feel the vibes, Duluth is telling me that I would be going west.
Okay.
Northeast.
Yeah, Mo. Again, taking the long way.
Knew somebody in Kanye family.
Abby, do you have a map of Atlanta up on your computer?
No, I have. I swear. It's my text messages.
That's impressive.
Okay.
Well, you're not going to ask me if I'm cheating?
No, I am not. No, sir. Okay. I am not.
Mo, I'll even lump these two together.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Tucker and Stone Mountain. If you're heading to Tucker or Stone Mountain, where are you going?
Definitely going north.
You're definitely going. Oh, I just found this out. You're going mainly east, but also south, southeast?
East, but a little bit north.
Okay. I was close.
All right. But you got east. Loganville and Grayson.
Loganville.
Gotta bring it to a veal.
And Grayson. They're two different cities.
Okay. That is northwest.
Abby, what do you got?
I'm going to go.
Just
say I'll go southeast.
There you go.
It's east, but it could be argued a little bit northeast, but yeah, east.
Okay.
I mean, the truth is you had 25% chance on any one of these and you still failed miserably.
That defines my life. That sums it up.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all door my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Take a second right now to pat yourself on the back. If you had a New Year's resolution, you don't even know what I'm going to say. You guys are already patting yourselves on the back.
I just wanted to tell myself I'm proud of me.
What did you do to deserve that?
Exist. Get through today. Wake up this morning.
Okay. I love the people who are saying, I'm not doing dry January. I'm just doing January.
The reason why you should be patting yourself on the back is if you had a New Year's resolution and you're still holding strong, you are past Quitter's Day.
Yep. So it was this past Friday that apparently I didn't even know this was a thing. This past Friday is dubbed Quitter's Day. And that's the day that most people end up letting go of their New Year's resolutions.
I let that go on December 31st because I haven't made any.
There you go. Can't quit with your own start.
That's less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. So
January 10th?
Yeah. So by the time the second Friday in January rolls around, many have already thrown in the towel. It's dubbed Quitter's Day, has become a symbolic milestone for the struggle to maintain New Year's resolutions.
I can tell you this, man. I have been so encouraged by what I have seen at the gym over the last week. So I was convinced on Saturday morning when I went to the gym and the weather was really crappy here on Friday. There was snow on the ground. The roads were wet by Saturday morning. And I'm like, no one's going to be at the gym, man, because it's packed the first couple of weeks when all the newbies are there, which is I always think is fantastic. But I thought for sure Saturday morning, they'll use that as the excuse to take the day off, right? I got to that gym at noon on Saturday, and it is the furthest that I have ever had to walk in the parking lot to get into the gym. So good on you guys.
Nice.
Very good.
One of my resolutions was dry January, and so far, so good.
Good for you, man.
Alcohol has not touched these lips for 14 days. Mm. And I finally left my house. So
this is where it all goes downhill.
Right? I went out to, with the kids, to dinner with some friends. The guys had some beers. The friend had some wine. I had some sparkling water. And then it was funny that I went to a friend's house last night. And as we went and grabbed dinner and went to their house to hang out and whenever I'm at this particular house, I always have a glass of wine. Like, that was the first time I'm like, it feels really weird to be in your home and not drinking a glass of wine. Okay. But everybody, husband had a beer. They both had a glass of wine. I had my sparkling water. And I did feel a twinge of like, what am I? This is a little shit.
Nobody gonna know.
How are they gonna know?
What officially is a drink? Is it 3 ounces? Is it 2 ounces? Can it be negotiated?
But I'm doing this for myself, and I would know, and that was enough for me. And so, yeah, no, I didn't touch anything. So, again, I'm going to see this through January. I don't have any plans right now as far as making this like a permanent fixture in my life. However, I'm already thinking ahead, like February, I think, okay, I think for February, it's going to be like no drinking during the work week, like during the weekday, yeah. And I will allow myself a little something on Friday or Saturday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, since Jackson here ruins everything, he's questioning if New Year's resolutions are even healthy.
Well, I've had a love-hate relationship with New Year's resolutions. I always, like a lot of people, are like, why do you have to wait for an arbitrary date? You know, like, what's the difference? Why not make the change you want to see in yourself right now? That kind of thing, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, but us anal retentive people just love, like, a good January 1st. You
what
know
are you
what
retaining?
Mean? Anal.
True.
I think I missed what your question was.
She said anal retention, and I was like, what are you retaining? I've never heard that expression before.
You've never heard of anal retention?
You haven't heard that?
I'm not into that. I've never done that before.
I try to respect, because I know Rebecca on the show. Here we go. I know Rebecca on the show has legitimate OCD, and that's like, you know, a legitimate diagnosis. I don't like to say I have OCD, but I am very particular, and I am so anal retentive.
Oh, you have OCD.
I do not.
How about that award just a couple of days ago that was off by 2 inches in the back of the room, and it was driving you crazy? So you fix it, and then I go just to mess with you and change it back to its original 2-inch position, and you couldn't walk by it.
Listen, a-hole, it was not off by 2 inches. You completely turned it around backwards, and it is a very prestigious award that deserves to be treated with respect. So when you aren't looking, I turned it back.
Of course you did. Anal retentive is just super organized to a point
rigid.
Where it drives you crazy.
That's what kids are calling it this year. Noted.
No, all valid points, which I totally get. But I will say that at the start of 2020, I actually, for the first time, made like a real resolution for myself. And that was, I was in like a weird, dark place with like starting my first full-time job after college.
Wait, the year of the pandemic was the year you chose to do a resolution? Granted, the pandemic hadn't hit yet, but...
Yeah, yes. You decided to stay in more. That was good timing,
It
man.
Was the year of the pandemic, but the fact of the matter is I was able to, you know, last throughout the pandemic as well. And so, and my goal during that time was I told myself that no matter what time I get home from work, I'm going to go to the gym for at least 30 minutes. And okay. It didn't matter. And this is when I was on a crazy schedule where I was working like 80-hour weeks and I wasn't getting home until midnight, 1 a.m. And I said, no matter what, when I get home, I will go to the gym for at least 30 minutes. And that was like the big defining factor. And it worked. It stuck out. And I actually got in like the best shape of my life during that year. And it was fantastic. And so.
So what happened?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Damn. Funny you should say that.
It's just a joke.
And then the pandemic went away. It messed up everything.
I had to go in public again.
And so every year since then, you know, things have kind of like regressed a little bit here and there. And then, of course, like getting into a relationship, you start, you know, putting on relationship weight, whatever the case is. And it feels like every year since then, I've sort of had a similar resolution in mind, but I've never been able to stick it out. And so I was trying to figure out, like, what should I change this year? Like, how can I get back to the mindset that I was in back then? And instead of doing what I normally do is consult Dr. Google or, you know, just look online for anything about self-help and anything like that, I decided instead of doing that, where a lot of times you get overwhelmed with all this information. A lot of times it's contradictory. This time I just am looking back at why I was successful personally in 2020 and trying to implement that for my goals this year. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these things that I'm thinking about when it comes to like my own tips are maybe unique to myself, but I'm wondering like maybe that they could be stand out to you and help you achieve some of your goals. So, the first one being is, Bert, you've mentioned this before, create, you know, digestible, measurable goals.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say do pushups every day. You got to say I'm going to do 100 pushups right. every day, right? And so mine, similarly to the goal that I had in 2020 was go to the gym as soon as I get home from the studio every day. Doesn't matter how tired I am. Doesn't matter how little sleep I got the night before. If I go home and I lay down and I take a nap, I have every excuse under the sun to not do it after I wake up. Whereas now I get home and it's the first thing that I go and do.
And I would also add that you don't have to go for an hour.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's why I committed myself 30 minutes. That's all, right? The next thing is understanding the difference between discipline and motivation, okay? Anyone can have a random spurt of motivation, right? A lot of times you get those in the middle of the night when you're doom scrolling and it's 2 a.m. and you get these like random workout videos and then like all of a sudden you feel motivated to like go hit the gym. Discipline is different because discipline's when you actually go when you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm telling myself.
That's every day.
Yeah. Seriously, right? I went to the gym only on days I was feeling great and wanted to go. I'd go once a week.
Seriously.
if that, right? And so that's why it's very good to kind of put yourself in a very different mindset of just committing yourself to going all the time, right? A huge one for me is writing out momentum. Right now, I feel like I'm in the honeymoon phase of this resolution where, you know, I'm inundated with all these like new workouts and diet plans and all this stuff. And it's like an exciting time. And sometimes you kind of let yourself ride through this. And then once that sort of falls off, you stop doing things altogether. Whereas for myself now, I'm trying to sort of sit and revel in how much I'm enjoying seeing all this new content on my page and how much I like, you know, actually getting involved in doing this.
Yeah, I would submit to you also, don't take in too much info and try to make too many changes too quick. Like if you're going to work on one thing, work on that one thing and then move on, because that algorithm will force you into looking at everything, and that's when you get burned out.
100%. And I found myself in that trap yesterday where, you know, I'm really focusing a lot on like strength training, but then I got all these, you know, Instagram reels on flexibility and how important that is for you. And like, then I'm getting completely overwhelmed with, well, which one should I focus on more? And like, how should I split up my days? And sometimes when you get completely overwhelmed like that, you end up stop doing things altogether. And so you're right. Keeping things a lot more simple is definitely the way to go. And the last thing is really taking a second to think about why I'm doing this in the first place. And a lot of the reasons are because over the last like year and a half or so, I really just haven't felt like myself and I haven't really liked what I've been seeing. And every time that I've been, I try and think back to these times, these more dark times where I really have been unhappy with myself, and understanding that like now that I'm on a little bit of a different path, the second that I fall off the train, it doesn't mean that I'm resetting back to zero. It's just, you know, it can be a step backwards, but you're still moving ultimately towards the right goal, you know? And so, a lot of time, you know, people a lot of times say that it's not really necessarily healthy to really think back on some of these sort of dark times. But for me, sometimes the demons fuel you, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, that's been extremely motivating for myself and looking back and realizing I don't want to get back to that point that I was. I know how I felt then. So right now it's good for me to just keep progressing forward.
Yeah, I just want to add one more thing to that also is that I think a lot of people that are trying to lose weight get very disciplined about it and they slip for one day. And what you mentioned there is that they feel like all the progress that they made up to that day just went out the window. No, it didn't. No, it didn't at all. It was one day. Just start back up the next day.
Completely
you already
agree.
Made progress, right?
Completely agree. Just get back on that horse.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
As somebody who's never been able to secure a long-term committed relationship, when I ask people when they say, your relationship is hard, what does that mean? And typically they give me an answer that just makes me think that a lot of relationship problems are just roommate problems. So it sounds like actress Cheryl Lee Ralph has really found the golden ticket to a perfect relationship. So I believe she got interviewed by People Magazine because she's about to get awarded with one of the stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Very excited for her. But she's been in a relationship with her husband for 20 years. And she says that having their individuality despite living on separate coasts has been the key to their relationship.
I'm very fortunate. The man that I am married to, Senator Vincent Hughes, 7th Senatorial District, Philadelphia, he has his own life. I have my own life. He has his own real career. I have my own real career. He has his light to stand in. I have my light to stand in. So he is not looking at me, thinking about status or this or that. He's doing his thing. I get to do my thing. We also live in separate places. When I go to see him, love to see him. When it's time to leave, bye-bye, see you soon. Life is good. Perfect. I get to be the real good wife.
I have received this video in DMs dozens of times over the course of the last couple of days.
Because of your stance?
Because my stance of like, hey, I wonder if it's possible to be in a loving relationship but just not live under the same roof together. And kind of do something different than what has been done over and over and over again. And as I've said, marriage does not scare me. The familiarity of living under the same roof every single day scares me. And I'm seeing more and more and more of this, that happily married couples, usually not kids involved, happily married couples living in separate places.
What I think is interesting about their relationship dynamic is it's not like a situation where she has a house and then down the street he has his house. They live on completely separate ends of the country. He's in Philadelphia. She's obviously in LA.
That's easier.
You think living on separate ends of the country is easier?
I think the conversation of saying, hey, we're going to have this relationship, you stay in California and I'm going to stay wherever I am, is easier than, hey, I'm going to stay in North Atlanta, you stay in South Atlanta.
I think the conversation is easier, but is the reality easier? You know what I mean? Like, I think always having to get on an airplane to see the person you love, and obviously it's working for her, so this isn't like criticism for her, but I'm thinking about me and like the average person. I'm like, could I handle living 6,000 miles away from the person that I love?
No.
Me neither.
It's too much work.
Too much. That's too far.
Yeah, that's probably too far for me too, but I just love the fact that more people are opening up to the possibility of this being a thing, because I feel like when I first said this a few years ago, everybody looked at me like I was crazy. But, I mean, you got to do what works for you, right? Yes. And this works for her, and I could see it working for me. I think time apart gives you an opportunity to miss your partner and to keep things fresh in a way that you just don't have if you see each other every day, all day.
So it's interesting that we're going down this path. And we might as well just stop here. I was going to use it as one of my stories later on in the week. I absolutely miss my girlfriend, and I hate it on the days that I don't see it or see her. But I also know that I love it. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that I'm not seeing her every single day. But the days that I do see her, it just feels so much more special. So I kind of love the thing I hate.
Yeah, I mean, you can experience two feelings and two emotions at the same time.
Right? Like, I know personality-wise, this is good for me. And my normal reaction is move under the same roof immediately. And I hate not seeing her, but I also love the space. And I know that's what I sort of need.
I think that makes a lot of sense. It's just delayed gratification, which I think in the long run works, because it's not like you're constantly just surrounded by the person that makes you feel good all the time. So then that just starts to feel normal. Like, when you delay it or you put it off or you have time to like miss that feeling, when you see them, it feels that much sweeter. So I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like I know exactly what you're saying, because I had a conversation with my lady once, and I had to tell her, it's like in her mind, she thinks the second she leaves, I'm just throwing a party. And I just couldn't wait. I'm so happy. And I'm like, that's not what it is. I'm sad when she leaves. I'm just as sad as she is. However, I also know if I don't get those 2 or 3 days to myself in that space and that time, I might burn out and it might go a different way.
Right. And I've said this so many times on the show also, is that it seems to me that the statistics on divorce are either staying the same or going up each and every year. Yet we're doing the exact same things today that our parents were doing, our grandparents are doing. So how do things change if you don't look at your own life and say, I'm just going to do it differently?
That's a good point. All right, we will finally get to this Ben Affleck story. So the FBI was photographed outside of his home, and people are wondering, what is going on? Is he being investigated? I will tell you all about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.